O Yahweh,
teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your command. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good.
Greetings, brothers and sisters of the household of Yahweh. This is part 3 of Sickness vs. Health. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Sickness vs. Health is found in the Word Studies menu. Sickness and health are the results of disobedience and obedience. We saw in Genesis that Yahweh afflicted the Egyptians and Abimelech's people on account of Sarah and Abraham. We are told over and over that if we shall indeed obey his voice and do all that he instructs, then he will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will withdraw illness away from the midst of you. It's Yahweh who afflicts those in rebellion and weakens them with sicknesses, and it is Yahweh who restores and makes whole those who get the memo. Sickness and calamity are Yahweh's warning signs that it's time to examine where you are missing the mark of duty. We saw that those who afflict Yahweh's righteous people bring affliction upon themselves. We saw that Israel, as a nation in apostasy, brought affliction and calamity upon themselves. We see those who acknowledge that their afflictions are from disobedience and repent and change their ways are forgiven, restored, and preserved. We see that Israel, as a nation, which cast out the evils and apostasies and repents and changes its ways, are forgiven, restored, delivered, and preserved. We also saw that Job was a special case in which Yahweh allowed Satan to test him, which is his job, and to see if Satan would show mercy, which he didn't. Job also was refined, and his dross was removed through this affliction. Job had thought his righteousness was his own, and that he was being afflicted for no reason, which is why he begged for Yahweh's judgment. But now he knows that he thought a little more highly of himself than he should have, so he was humbled. Let's see what the Psalms and the Proverbs say about sickness and health. Psalm 6:1. O Yahweh, rebuke, or correct, or chasten me not in your anger, neither punish me in your hot displeasure. Have favor upon me, O Yahweh, for I am weak, or for I am feeble. O Yahweh, heal me, for my bones are vexed, or for my bones tremble in fear. Psalm 6 is a psalm of David asking Yahweh for vigor and health. David was constantly at war with his adversaries, and even had family problems with his sons. David knew who could heal his flustered, feeble bones. Psalm 23:1. Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not lack. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restoreth, or he turns back my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, or I will fear no calamity, or affliction, or harm. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely welfare and loving commitment shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. Restoreth is H7725, shub, and means to turn back, again, bring back, rescue, retrieve, set again. Psalm 28:1. Unto you will I cry, O Yahweh, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest, if you be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. The pit is figurative for death. Verse 2. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto you, when I lift up my hands towards your holy oracle, or room, the holy room that housed the ark. Verse 3. Draw me not away with the wicked, and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands, render to them their recompense. Because they regard not the works of Yahweh, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them, and not build them up. Not paying attention to the works of Yahweh is the opposite of regarding Yahweh and being preserved, blessed, edified, and healthy. Verse 6. Blessed be Yahweh, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am protected. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Yahweh is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Saving strength is stronghold of salvation. H 34:44 is Yeshua, the name of our salvation, our deliverance, our welfare, our health, our mortal preservation. His anointed is a reference to the children of Israel, the anointed people. The Septuagint has, and the saving defender of his anointed. The Geneva has, and he is the strength of the deliverances of his anointed. Verse 9. Save your people, and bless your inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Salvation is simply preservation. Preservation in this mortal life, in which we need to be fed, lifted up, defended, delivered, protected, and kept healthy, so we may be about our Father's business. What is the family business? Well, it has nothing to do with personal salvation, securing a rapture ticket, or telling others about Jaime Jesus during a ham and catfish dinner. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I cried unto you, and you have healed me. Psalm 32:8, figuratively Yahweh speaking to David. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye. Be you not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, or it will not stand with you. Many sorrows, or many painful afflictions, shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in Yahweh, loving commitment shall compass him about. Sorrows is H 43:41, Macab, which means pain, physical or mental, grief, affliction. The churches and their pastors are not instructed by Yahweh. They have no understanding. They refuse the bit and bridle of his laws and ways, and they don't stand with him. They stand with Jaime Jesus and are guided by his demons, who feast on the weak and unfirm minds of just believers. Psalm 39:10. Remove your stroke, or remove your scourges away from me. I am consumed by the blow, or by the infliction, or anger, or stirring of your hand. When you with rebukes do correct man for iniquity, you make his desires to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears, for I am a sojourner with you, and a foreigner, as all my fathers were. Verse 10, Yahweh is chastising with a figurative blow, a scourging, or calamity, and stirring up trouble for the psalmist. Verse 11, rebukes are punishments for sin, and the earthly desires of man are as frail as a moth. Verse 12 shows that when we sin and commit error, we are strangers and foreign to Yahweh. Psalm 41:1. Blessed is he that considers the poor. Yahweh will deliver him in time of trouble, or in time of calamity. Yahweh will preserve him and keep him alive, or and keep him healthy, and he shall be called happy upon the land, and you will not deliver him into the will of his hated enemies. Yahweh will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing, or sorrow, pain, illness. You will turn around all his bed in his sickness. The Scriptures 2009 has, Yahweh sustains him on his sick bed. In his weakness, on his bed, you bring a change. Verse 4. I said, Yahweh, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. There must be acknowledgement, repentance, and a change of lifestyle for Yahweh to strengthen and restore your health. Psalm 42:5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you murmuring in me? Hope you in Elohim, for I shall yet praise him for the help, or for the deliverance, or healing of his presence. Yahweh is our Savior. Salvation is H 34:44, Yeshua, the very name of his Son. This word, Yeshua, is translated mostly as salvation, deliverance, and also as welfare, help, and health. The churches take this word, and a few others that are translated as salvation, delivered, and saved, and have created their own meaning and path to heaven with them, and put their trust in a doctrinal belief about these words, and foolishly live by them. They will be gnashing their teeth when Yahshua tells them at Judgment Day to depart from me, because they lived their lives believing that they were saved because they were told all they had to do was just believe. The churches literally teach the opposite of what Scripture teaches. They teach that you can choose to be saved and are by your mouth, and nothing can change that. Just step right up and get your personal salvation. It's all about the shallow and inward doctrine, identifying as trans-Gentiles and Jew worship. Scripture teaches that Yahweh chooses and draws whom He will. When He does, it's for you to stand right up and help build His kingdom and get national salvation. It's all about deepening knowledge and understanding through study and fellowship, brotherly love among the race of Adam, and outward edification and worship of the one true Messiah, Yeshua, the white Goyim, Anglo-Saxon Judahite, Israelite, son of Yahweh Elohim. Salvation is simply preservation. We just saw in verse 5 that we must praise Him for the help of His presence. And now here in verse 11, we will see more mortal preservation. Nobody is saved yet. We are only preserved when we are in allegiance with Yahweh and the Way. Verse 11, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you tumultuous within me? Hope you in Elohim, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health, or who is the saving health, of my countenance and my God. The Geneva has, He is my present help and my God. We plainly see in these verses and Hebrew definitions that salvation is also translated as help, present help, health, and saving help, all having to do with mortality. But the churches refuse to believe the word of Yahweh and make up their own path to salvation, a guarantee by their own proud mouths. Psalm 51:12. Restore, or return unto me the joy of your salvation, or your liberty, and uphold me with your free spirit. The Septuagint reads the last part as, establish me with your directing spirit. The Hebrew reads, uphold me with your spirit of dignity. Salvation means preservation, and sometimes prosperity and liberty. These would be healthy and blessed things. Psalm 61. O Elohim, you have cast us off. You have scattered us. You have been displeased. O turn yourself to us again. The Hebrew has, O restore us again. Verse 2. You have made the land to tremble. You have broken it. Heal the breaches, or heal the breaking thereof, for it shakes. The theme never changes. Israel sins, Yahweh casts off, and afflicts with calamities. Israel repents, asks for national healing, and Yahweh returns and heals and restores. Israel as a nation has gone through many falling aways and restorations. Our white Israelite nations of Europe and America are deep into the last round of apostasy and decadence. Our people are sick and dying, both physically and mentally, and spiritually they are already dead, the walking dead. There will not be a taking back of America, or any other once white nation, because these countries, which are now corporations, are Jew-owned and run. The damage they've done to the weather, air, food, water, law, and religions is incurable. The saturation of aliens is uncontrollable, and everybody is brainwashed by the Jewish propaganda and will fight for their satanic system, which they love. The cure for this last age of Laodicea is the return of our King, Healer, and Restorer, Yeshua the Anointed. Psalm 62:1. Truly my soul waits upon Elohim. From him comes my salvation, or from him comes my deliverance, or saving health. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. Elohim is a refuge for us. Selah. At all times, meaning during your whole life, he is our refuge, our deliverance in times of calamity and affliction and chastisement, our saving health in times of weakness, sickness, and bodily ailments. Psalm 67:1. Elohim, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving health, or your deliverance among all nations. His way equals health. The Septuagint and the Hebrew has salvation, which is mortal preservation. Amazing, the King James Perversion used the word health, which is accurate. He wants us to know the way, so that by living in it, we are preserved, kept safe, and healthy. Your eternal salvation is there, if you make it through this mortal life, and the way to do that is to follow the way. But you have to also know and understand the way in which to walk. It's not the way the churches teach you, because they've erased who you really are, your true identity, your heritage, how you are to truly and daily live, and who Christ specifically came for. You will never understand or know the truth unless you entertain the idea and fact that the Jews are not the Israel of the Bible, or that the Old Testament is about them. That you are not some scum of the earth Gentile, saved by grace because you let Jewish Jesus into your heart, and that all you have to do is just believe and tolerate this evil world until Jaime raptures his church. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be Yahweh, who daily carries us as a burden, the Elohim of our salvation, or the Elohim of our deliverance, preservation, welfare, health. Selah. The Scriptures 2009 has, day by day he bears our burden. The Septuagint ends as, and the God of our salvation shall prosper us. All these acts of Yahweh are done during our mortal lives. Verse 20, he that is our Elohim is the Elohim of salvation, or is the saving act or deliverance. And unto Elohim Yahweh belongs the issues of death. The issue of death means whether you live or die. Psalm 69 is an imprecatory psalm. David had many hated enemies. David asks Yahweh for deliverance and protection. David feels helpless at times, and when he does, he calls on his deliverer. Psalm 69:29. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, or deliverance, O Elohim, set me on high, or make me safe. The Geneva has, your help, O God, shall exalt me. Poor is H6041, Ani, and means afflicted, needy, weak, depressed, in mind or circumstances. Salvation is mortal help, preservation, and deliverance. Yes, you may receive eternal salvation and deliverance, but you must first pass this mortal test, endure, and overcome it. And you don't get salvation when you declare you're saved. Psalm 89:31. If they break, or profane, my statutes, and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes, or their iniquity with scourges and contagions. H 50:61, negah, a noun, and means a blow, infliction, a plague, a wound. Simply, it's punishment. For what? Going against Yahweh's way. How do you know if you are sinning or missing the mark of duty? You will be inflicted in some way. When you realize this, it's time to examine yourself where you might be slipping. Maybe it's just a normal coincidence. Maybe it's a hint. Either way, it doesn't hurt to check yourself before you wreck yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself whether you are in the belief. Prove yourselves. The Soldier Psalm. Psalm 91:1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, El Shaddai. I will say of Yahweh, He is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the destructive plague. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you take refuge, His truth, a shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the plague that stalks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your right side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near unto you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, El Elyon, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague, or any scourge, or contagion, come near your dwelling. Proverbs 12:21. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Verse 11. For He shall give His messengers charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up with their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, or keep him safe, because he has known my name, Yahweh. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Or, and will show him my son Yahshua. A long life of preservation and health, and you will see his salvation, which is his son Yahshua. Verse 16 states that if you follow his ways and put all your trust in Yahweh, that you will see his son. Praise Yahweh. The 91st Brigade did not have one casualty during 3 of the bloodiest battles of World War I because they trusted in Yahweh. The Bible records that those who did offer the soldiers ransom in reliance upon Yahweh's instructions did receive his protection in battle. In Numbers chapter 31, it's recorded that an Israelite army of 12,000 men was sent against the Midianites. They annihilated the Midianite armies and burnt the Midianite cities. Quite a devastating war. Upon the return of the Israelite army, we read, "And the officers, which were over the thousands of the host, the captains of the thousands and the captains of hundreds, came near unto Moshe, and they said unto Moshe, Thy servants have taken the sum of the men of war which are under our charge, and there lacks not one man of us." Psalm 94:3. Yahweh, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak insolent things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces, or they crush, or they afflict your people, O Yahweh, and afflict, or and humble your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger of kin, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, Yahweh shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, you brutish among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? See also means look, watch, regard. Verse 10. He that chastises the nations, shall he not correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall he not know? Yahweh knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom you chasteneth, O Yahweh, and teach him out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, or from the days of evil affliction, until the pit be digged for the wicked. Yahweh uses the ungodly to punish his people when we sin. The afflictions and calamities he sends us are to humble us and prompt us to repent and return to him. If we don't, then we will join the wicked in the pit. Psalm 103:1. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his set-apart name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who has forgiven all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, or heals all your ailments. The Geneva has infirmities. H. 8463, Takalu, is a noun which means ailments, diseases, maladies. Verse 4. Who redeems, or who acts as kinsman redeemer to deliver your life from destruction, or from a trap, or the grave. Who crowns you with loving commitment and deep compassions. Who satisfies your mouth with good, and that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 107:17. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted, or are humbled. Their soul abhors all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto Yahweh in their trouble, or in their narrow position, and he saves them out of their distresses, or and he saves them out of their constraints. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from the destructions, or the pitfall. Trouble is H. 6862, tsar, an adjective which means narrow, a tight place, affliction, anguish, distress. Distresses is H. 4691, metsukah, a noun which means trouble, narrowness, constraints. 2 Esdras 7:21. For Elohim strictly commanded those who came into the world, when they came, what they should do to live, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Matthew 7:13. Enter you in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Psalm 147:3. He heals the broken in heart, and binds up, and restores or heals their wounds. Yahweh lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Psalm 149:4. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He will glorify or embellish the humble with salvation, with health and deliverance. Psalm 10:17. Yahweh, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear. Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. James 4:10. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Elohim, that he may exalt you in due time. In the Psalms, we see prayers and requests for Yahweh to heal the mind and body and restore the soul, for welfare of life and protection from enemies, repentance for forgiveness, and to remove the inflictions of his anger. We saw diseases are healed through repentance. Salvation is used, not as the church's once saved, always saved fable, but in references of healing, present health, and restoration. That his way equals health. That iniquity is visited with scourgings, calamities, ailments, and distresses. Trusting Yahweh to deliver from plagues and inflictions. Fools are afflicted and the humble are lifted. That salvation is Yeshua in Hebrew, the name of our Savior, the one who rescues us, protects us, preserves us in this life in health, and if we love and follow him, delivers us into his kingdom. Proverbs 1:22. How long, you simple ones, you naive ones, will you love simplicity, will you love silliness, delusion? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Simple ones and simplicity is H 66:12, pethi, pethi, pethai, which means silly, foolish, seducible, naive. Who are the simple ones that love delusions, that mock and scorn the truth and hate knowledge? Well, it's the ones that are saved, paid up, prayed up, and waiting to go up. It's the churches and the so-called Christians that believe their church's doctrine and never prove what they are being told. Verse 23, turn you at my reproof, speaking of wisdom's reproof, wisdom's correction, chastisement, and punishment. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof or correction. I also will laugh at your calamity, I also will laugh at your destruction. I will mock when your fear comes, or when your dismay or dread comes. Psalm 2:4. He that sits in the skies shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Calamity is H343, aid, which means oppression, ruin, calamity, distress, burden. Verse 27. When your fear, or when your dismay or dread comes as desolation, and your destruction, or and your calamity comes as a whirlwind, when distress, or when trouble or affliction and anguish or pressure come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Job 27:9. Will Elohim hear his cry when trouble comes upon him? Verse 29. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear or the reverence of Yahweh, they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof or correction. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices or their own ungodliness. Job 4:8. Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Jeremiah 6:19. Hear, O land, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor my law, but rejected it. Verse 32. For the turning away of the simple, or naive, shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of harm. The simple and naive, the ones easily seduced, the ones that scoff and scorn at the ones trying to show them the truth, the ones that do not revere Yahweh, will not escape the fruit of their own way. This proverb clearly shows that calamity comes to the ignorant and the naive and the simple ones that know not Yahweh and his ways. Woe to the churches! Proverbs 3:5. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Revere Yahweh, and depart from evil. It shall be health, or healing, to your navel, which is your body, your center of strength, and marrow to your bones, or and good keeping, or moistening, or refreshment to your bones. H7500, Rif'uth, is a noun used once and means a cure, health. If you revere Yahweh, you will have health. Your bones will be moist. Verse 9. Honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Living His way not only keeps you healthy, but your substance will also increase. Proverbs 3:33. The curse of Yahweh is in the house of the wicked, or is in the body, or in Sheol of the wicked. But he blesses the habitation of the just, or but he blesses the abode, or the flocks, or pasture, or the temple, which is the body of the just. The wicked can also be the ungodly or the wrong. Ungodly is irreverence, and wrong is an actively bad person, which is one who is guilty of a crime or even simply living in sinful ignorance. Those living in sinful ignorance are the so-called Christians that follow any of the 33,000 denominations of churchianity. Proverbs 4:20, "My son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health, or a cure, or healing, to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Wisdom brings health and healing. Health is H4832, marpe, which means health, a cure, healing. Why are most people who claim they are Christians always sick or in some calamity? Because they incline their ears to Jewish fables and set their hearts on Jewish Jesus, which is the opposite of wisdom and life. Proverbs 6:12, "A naughty," or "a worthless or foolish person, a wicked man, walks with a froward or perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes, he speaks with his feet, he teaches with his fingers." Job 15:12, "Why does your heart carry you away, and what do your eyes wink at?" Verse 14, "Frowardness," or perverseness, "is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He sows discord. Therefore shall his calamity," or "his destruction, come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy," or "broken without no healing." The Septuagint reads, "Therefore his destruction shall come suddenly, overthrow and irretrievable ruin." The Geneva has, "He shall be destroyed suddenly without recovery." Chapter 6 is about the dangers of idleness and warning of slumbering. Church doctrine teaches our people to just believe, tolerate wickedness, and wait for the rapture. If these so-called believers are out trying to spread the word they've learned and get people saved, they are speaking perversely because they are sowing discord with the truth, because there's no such teaching in Scripture of personal salvation, and Jesus is not a Jew. Those who believe the lies and ignorance of the churches are slumbering in irretrievable ruin if they don't wake up. Trusting in Jaime Jesus is no different than adultery and idolatry. Verse 32, "But whoso commits adultery with a woman or with Jaime lacks understanding. He that does it destroys his own soul. A wound," or smiting, or "a contagion and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though you may give many gifts." Just think of Yeshua Christ as this jealous man with rage who will not spare you in that day. Even though you may have done many things for him, if you did them for Jaime, then you didn't do them for Christ. The adulterer will not only be punished in this life, but will not make it into the next. Sin has consequences, physically and spiritually. Proverbs 11:8, "The righteous is delivered out of trouble," or distress, adversity, affliction. and the wicked comes to take his place. A hypocrite, or the impious, with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Through knowledge the just is delivered, knowledge of understanding and continuing in the truth. If you rely on church knowledge and know Jewish Jesus, then you destroy your neighbors with the impious doctrine, and neither of you will be delivered. It's just that simple. It matters who and what we believe. Proverbs 12:18. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health, or is healing. The Septuagint reads, some wound as they speak like swords, but the tongues of the wise heal. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred, or hope scattered, makes the heart sick, or ill, or faint. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. The scriptures read, expectancy drawn out makes the heart faint, but a longing come true is a tree of life. Proverbs 13:17. A wicked messenger falls into mischief, but a trustworthy ambassador is health, or healing. The Septuagint has, but a wise messenger shall deliver him. The Geneva has, but a trustworthy ambassador is preservation. Proverbs 14:30. A sound, or a healthy heart, is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. The Septuagint has, a meek-spirited man is a healer of the heart. Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome, or a healing tongue, is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach, or a breaking, in the spirit. The Geneva has, a wholesome tongue is as a tree of life, but the frowardness thereof is the breaking of the mind. Speaking in the name of Yeshua Christ is a healing tree of life. Speaking in the name of Jewish Jesus is perverseness and is breaking the spirit and inviting calamity and sicknesses and demons. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, or pride goes before breaking, and a haughty spirit before a fall, or a high mind before a fall. How many so-called Christians are proud of their Jewish Jesus, that they are saved and are booked for the rapture? How many of them are in for a surprise when they realize they've been booked for the lake of fire? Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Destruction is H7667, Sheber, which means affliction, breaking, bruise, destruction, hurt, vexation. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health, or and healing, to the bones. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Pleasant words are truth. Truth heals. Truth gives life. Man's ways lead to death. The 33,000 denominations of churchianity seem right to our people, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It matters who and what we believe. Proverbs 17:5. Whoso mocks the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamities or disasters shall not be unpunished. When one is in affliction or some calamity, It's usually because they are sinning. If you are glad at the chastisement of a brother, then you will find yourself in calamity because you are not guiltless and are not showing compassion. Verse 19. He loves transgression that loves contention, and he that exalts his gate seeks destruction or breaking or ruin. Proverbs 18:12. Before destruction, or before breaking or ruin, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity or sickness, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Proverbs 24:21. My son, fear you Yahweh and the king. Meddle not with him that are given to change, referring to rebels, ones being diverse. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor all, love the brotherhood, fear Elohim, honor the king. Verse 22. For their calamity, or their destruction, shall rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin of them both? Or who knows the misfortune or destruction of them both? The Septuagint adds, a son that keeps the commandment shall escape destruction, for such a one has fully received it. Let no falsehood be spoken by the king from the tongue, yea, let no falsehood proceed from his tongue. The king's tongue is a sword, and not one of flesh, and whosoever shall be given up to it shall be destroyed. For if his wrath should be provoked, he destroys men with cords, and devours men's bones, and burns them up as a flame, so that they are not even fit to be eaten by the young eagles. My son, reverence my words, and receive them, and repent. Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy, or without healing. The Geneva has, a man that hardens his neck when he is rebuked shall suddenly be destroyed and cannot be cured. Verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Cause and effect. When America or any white nation is ruled by righteous Yahweh-fearing authorities, the nation rejoices, is blessed, and is healthy. Now that the wicked Jew has the authority and the yoke of Esau is in full effect, the people are oppressed, afflicted, unhealthy, in constant calamity, and mourn. Christian values equal health. Jewish values equals sickness and calamity. In Proverbs, we see that the simple, unlearned, and ignorant will have calamity if they don't receive correction. Departing from evil and false doctrine brings health to the body. Cursed is the wicked, blessed is the just. Wisdom brings health and healing. Perverseness brings calamities with no remedy. Wicked messengers fall into mischief. Trustworthy ambassadors bring healing. A wholesome tongue equals health. A perverse tongue breaks the spirit. Disaster comes on those who mock the poor and laugh at one's calamity. Rebels find ruin and destruction. A son or daughter that keeps the commandments escapes ruin and destruction. The stiff-necked are destroyed with no remedy.
It was good for me to be afflicted, and I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and of gold.